You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're focusing on the performing arts and delighted to be joined by local writer and reviewer from A2ArtsAttic.com, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And we have two special guests with us from Encore Theater's production of the musical Next to Normal. We have the director, Matthew Brennan. Hi, Matthew.
Hello.
And lead actress, Courtney Riddle. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
Next to Normal is a pop rock musical. It was written in 2008. And premiered on Broadway in 2009. It centers on a family. Courtney plays the mother, Diana, who suffers from bipolar depressive disorder. It kind of explores the family dynamics, how that affects the family. It deals with grief, suicide, drug abuse, but it's told with a lot of care, and there's a decent amount of humor in it. It's a rough, raw ride of a show, but it's a ride like completely worth taking, and you can laugh 1 second and turn around and be weeping, as we've done in rehearsal, watching this incredible cast perform.
Well, Courtney, this is your first show in a few years, so how's it been stepping back into this?
It's been lots of feelings. I haven't done a musical on stage in 9 years, haven't been on stage in 8 years. And it's been crazy. It's been wonderful. It's been like an awakening that I forgot a part of me was sleeping. And I think I've just been waiting for the right thing at the right time with the right people, as well as just life getting in the way and things. It wasn't necessarily a conscious choice to be away for so long.
Right.
But it's been so exciting, and really, I think, probably like such a stroke of luck that you get to step back after so long in like the thing that feels so right with your like age and type and the story that you feel like you can tell honestly and with an amazing cast and an incredible director and great material. Actresses don't get a ton of chances to do really meaty, great, funny, sad, strong material, especially not musicals very often. So I feel so grateful, yeah. So lucky that this is my first step back into the world.
Yeah. And we are super lucky that she came back, both Encore and just the theater community in general, because come see it. She's a powerhouse actress, singer. It's a huge benefit to have Courtney involved, I think, for everybody.
That leads me to ask, too, why this show now? What drew Encore to have this as part of its season?
We're really looking to kind of push the envelope. This is our 11th season, and I really think we've been finding our footing sort of the entire time. And in the past, probably I'd say 3 seasons, we've really kind of found this sweet spot of using a slot that kind of pushes the envelope and changes the expectations of the audience while still kind of offering up some other familiar fare.
Right.
So this just seemed like a big step because it is, it's a raw show. It's a rough show. There's a lot of language. It's a tough subject matter to deal with. There's a stigma around mental health and talking about it. It seemed like the right time in the world and for us to kind of say, this is important. This is a story we feel like we want to tell. And it's produced frequently. We're trying to kind of put our own spin on it.
Well, it's won a Tony and a Pulitzer Prize. It's called Next to Normal. And you did mention, Matthew, that there is a mental health element. So what's happening following the performances?
We've been lucky enough to partner with the Heinz C. Prechter Bipolar Research Program, which is based out of U of M. I believe it is the largest research program dealing with bipolar disorder. They've been a valuable asset for us throughout this entire process. And following our Sunday performances, our Sunday matinees, there will be a talk back with different clinicians from the research program, as well as some of the members of the cast. So we hope that the show starts the conversation about mental health and bipolar, and then we'll continue that conversation after those Sunday performances. So if you catch one of those, you can stick around and be part of something really, really interesting and special, and right here in our backyard, right at U of M. So
when does it open, and how long does it run?
We open on January 31st, and we close on February 24th. Performances are Thursday through Sunday.
That's Matthew Brennan, and he joins lead actress Courtney Riddle. You can see them at the Encore Theater production of Next Normal. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you very much.
Lots of theater going on, Jen.
Yeah, there's a world premiere happening over at the Purple Rose Theater. It's Carrie Krim, who many people are familiar with her father, Mort Krim, a longtime Detroit anchorman on local news. Her newest play is called Never Not Once, and it's about a young woman who comes home to the two women who raised her and announces that she has plans to have genetic testing done to find her biological father. The two women feel very differently about this news and go through the process of kind of coming to terms with that. So that's playing at the Purple Rose.
And Carrie Krim wrote it.
Right. Carrie Krim is the playwright.
But she's not appearing in it.
No. Okay. But this is like the fourth or fifth show of hers that they have premiered there.
Oh, at the Purple Rose.
Yep. And it runs through March 16th.
And the Pinckney Players have a fun project coming up.
They do. They are putting on Stephen Sondheim's Company, which focuses on several couples, as well as a single man, and kind of just examines relationships in somewhat a comic, but also an insightful way. And that is playing at the, I like to say, Whispering Pines
Whispering
Golf
Pines.
And
well,
Country then. Club in Pinckney. And it's a dinner theater show, so
there's dinner
served with the show. And that's playing February 15th through February 23rd.
And for those who may not know, that's a Stephen Sondheim production.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Madeleine Albright's coming to town.
She is. Former Secretary of State will be in town on Friday, February 8th at the Michigan Theater. She's there to talk about her new book, which is called Fascism, A Warning. So I'm sure it'll be a light evening.
I was going to say that the Hallmark Channel is not picking that up as their next movie.
I don't think so. But it's, like I said, this is obviously kind of a big person to come to our midst here and talk about the current state of things. So that should be an interesting evening, too.
February 8th. And the ARC is always big. It seems like January, I know we got the Folk Festival coming up, but it seems like it's always a busy time for the ARC.
It is. And, they take a little time off after the Folk Fest since it's such a big, event to put on. But on Friday and Saturday, that'll be going on. Brandi Carlile is headlining on Friday night at Hill, and Rufus Wainwright is headlining on Saturday. And one of my favorite little artists that comes to the ARC every now and then, Pokey LaFarge, is part of Saturday night's lineup as well. If you want more information about that, I'd definitely look at their website.
Wine, Women, and Song?
Yes, that is an annual event, a very popular annual event, of local female singers who put on a cabaret show. And it features a large number of these local singers. And that is running the last weekend of January as well as the first weekend of February at Carytown Concert House. But I would check into that soon if you want to go, because those tickets generally go pretty quickly.
And last but not least, Ladysmith Black Mambazo?
Yes, many people know them best as being the group that Paul Simon collaborated with on Graceland.
Jen McKee, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul. We can check out your work at a2artsaddict.com.
Yep.
All right. Great. Thank you so much for joining us on
89.1 WEMU.